But in terms of the difference, Prajnaparamita is a deity that came out of the Mahayana, and Samantabhadra, Samantabhadri came with the Dzogchen teachings. But they're both the ground of being. And in Samantabhadra, the masculine is the recognition of the ground of being. So that Yab-Yum, in union, she's the ground and he's the recognition of that ground. And so when he recognizes that, there's non-duality. So that's the difference between Samantabhadra and us. Samantabhadra has turned back into the ground of being and is in union with the ground of being. And we are going out looking for the resolution of our anxiety in the outside world. But Samantabhadra turned and recognized and rested. So Samantabhadra, sometimes he says primordially awakened, but he has made the journey. So there's the ground of being, and then there's that the radiation from the ground of being that begins to radiate out. And either there's a failure to recognize that the radiation is indivisible with the ground, which creates sentient beings in the six realms of existence. Or there is the recognition that the radiation, in other words, all phenomena, is inseparable from the ground. When that recognition takes place, we have Samantabhadra, recognizing Samantabhadri. And that's the difference between samsara and nirvana, or confusion, delusion, and awakening. Recognition or non-recognition. That beautiful Dzogchen prayer, Samantabhadra's prayer, is about this one ground, two paths, two results. So there's one ground, the ground of being, two paths, which is either recognition or non-recognition. Non-recognition is going out, recognition is coming back into union. Then the two results are either awakening or the six realms of existence.